I am great.
So, Mark, what is going on with the weather? People be tripping.
Hey, they certainly be. You know, I want to tell you, this is a very serious situation for us this morning. If you've been watching the light of storms, you really got to pay attention as it gets in here right around 11, 12 o'clock through the early afternoon. We do have that potential for some strong, damaging thunderstorm winds.
Do you think it's really going to be that bad with those winds? What do you think the gusts are going to be?
Actually, you know, when you look at the upper atmosphere, we have very high winds aloft, and we get these thunderstorms that develop, and some of that can transport that wind down to the ground. So I would not be surprised to see wind gusts maybe in excess of 60, 70, even up to 80 miles an hour with some of the storms.
So what are we concerned about, mainly the winds or the threat of possible tornadoes?
Right now, it looks like this is going to be more of a straight-line wind situation for us. And if you look at the squall line, it's now developing across the Tennessee Valley, just about to come into Nashville, probably the next hour or so. So as that line moves across the state, it's going to move very quickly. I'd say 4 to 5 hours it'll be in our area. And that's the biggest concern I have right now, is the potential for damaging winds and also some large hail, as we've been saying since yesterday, the day before, maybe quarter to golf ball-sized hail.
Wow. I'm going to ask you a question, totally not related to the winds. Do you think we're going to get any more snow this year?
You know, I would not be surprised. A lot of people say that, but the weather pattern's been going. This is a cold front moves through. We're going to turn colder after this. And there is still some of the forecast models still trying to hint at change in the pattern. So I would not be surprised at least to see maybe some light snow or flurries before all is said and done. And, you know, years past, we've seen snow in April, so it's not out of the question.
What is the bread and milk rating for this storm?
I like that. Not so much bread and milk. It's going to be a serious storm. And I do want to stress that to people because we've seen so much damage already. This is more like a March or April type of storm. We're in March now, but more late March, early April, springtime thunderstorms. And I can't stress to people, and I'm glad schools are letting out this afternoon because there is that potential. It's a serious situation for the damaging winds across the region. Can't stress that enough. So, yes, we talk about the storms, but this is going to be a serious storm for us.